the chickens before. The chickens, where do the chickens live? You keep your chickens out in a...
Live on?
Well, where do they go in to get out of the weather?
They go in the hen house if you got any.
Right, now, the hen house is a larger thing. Now, a smaller structure that you might have that you could carry around if you're going to take a few chickens down.
Well, they call that chicken coop, right?
All right. And then a hen sitting on an egg is called a... The hen, when she's actually on the egg, you call her a...
A nest egg?
Well, the nest egg, or the... Would you call her a...
Patent hen?
Yeah, sure, that's just what it is. And when you're going to give the chickens their food and so forth, or do you ever have any turkeys?
Yeah.
Raise turkeys?
Used to raise them. Raise them since I'm married.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to feed the chickens and turkeys together, you might say, I'm going to go out and feed the
chickens and turkeys.
Uh-huh. And if you're going to go out and feed the rest of the animals, you say, I'm going to go out and feed the...
Hogs. Cattle.
Yeah. Now, would you use a general term for all of that? Would you use the stock or the cattle, or what would you probably say? I'm going to go out and feed the...
I just go out and feed you. Cattle or horses, mm-hmm. mules or whatever you got.
Okay. And what do you call that sound a horse makes at feeding time?
Nickering.
All right. And the sound a cow makes or a calf at feeding time?
Well, she'll move to you and bawl sometimes. Mm-hmm. I've got a big bull up there. And sometimes he'll bellow loud.
Uh-huh. Just calling? You mean,
he'll bawl and bellow, move to you too when he thinks he's going to feed.
Now, what about the sound a calf makes at feeding time? When a calf's being weaned?
Well, he'll just move and bawl.
All right, and then that chicken bone that children like to pull apart.
Pull a bone?
Yeah. Do you remember the superstition connected with that? What they used to say? They used to do anything with the pulley bone?
They used to pull them apart, didn't
yeah.
they? Yeah. Yeah, I remember about that. If you got the wrong one, that was the one that went, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Okay. I just wondered if you had anything to do with getting married or anything. You ever heard that, no?
I've never told that.
And now, what about the insides of the insides of a hog? A general term for all the insides of a hog.
Well, you take his entrails out first.
Uh-huh.
And his liver, heart. They eat the liver.
Uh-huh. Do people around here eat the intestines of a hog?
No, not now. They used to. When there's plenty of niggers, when they first opened the forest, first built up there,
uh-huh.
There's a lot of niggers there. That coke wasn't building these railroads.
Uh-huh.
And they called them shitlings.
Uh-huh.
They'd found out you're going to kill hogs, they'd want them.
Uh-huh. How'd they prepare them?
They clean them. Strip them and clean them, turn them wrong side out and cook them some or another. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Never had none of them cooked. Uh-huh.
What'd they call them?
Chitlins.
Uh-huh.
When they got them thick to eat.
And then the time when animals are given their food, they call that just the time of day when animals are, you know, it's time to go out and say it's time to feed the stock or something. You might say it's... Would you call that chore time or feeding time?
Feeding time. Time to feed.
Yeah.
Morning and night. Sometimes we feed the cattle once a day. They run out.
And the how did you call your cows in from the pasture?
You call them just shooks.
All right. And then what did you say to them to make them stand still?
Shaw.